I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
Now, however, is the time to stop. All sides must exercise restraint. No good can come of pouring more fuel on the flames of this escalating cycle of violence.
Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Woodward, was among the members of the UN Security Council who urged Israel and Iran Monday to end their cycle of tit-for-tat attacks on one another. Iran requested the emergency session of the Security Council following last Saturday's Israeli airstrikes that struck missile factories in three Iranian provinces. Iranian envoy Amir Saeed Erivani accused Israel of violating international law and the UN Charter.
This aggressive attack is part of a broader sustained pattern of aggression and unchecked impunity with which Israel continues to destabilize the entire region, most notably through its ongoing aggression, ethnic cleansing, and war crimes against the Palestinian and Lebanese people.
Israel's strikes came weeks after Iran fired about 200 ballistic missiles at Israel amid Israel's wars with Iranian proxies Hamas and Hezbollah in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. Israel's UN envoy, Danny Danan, told the Security Council that Israel's response was measured and proportionate, but warned of stiff consequences if provoked again.
Any further aggression will be met with consequences that are swift and decisive.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that Israel's passage of new laws banning the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, from operating in Israel was unacceptable. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News. Guterres said in a written statement that the laws, quote, could have devastating consequences for Palestine refugees in the occupied Palestinian territory. Israel has accused dozens of UNRWA staffers of being members of Hamas, even accusing some of actually participating in the deadly October 7, 2023 attacks on southern Israel. UNRWA says it has acted against several employees after Israel provided evidence about their involvement with Hamas, but the agency said it has received insufficient evidence in dozens of other cases. The law will go into effect in 90 days. Guterres said he would bring the matter to the attention of the 193-member UN General Assembly. North Korea's state-run news agency said Tuesday Foreign Minister Cho Son-hui is traveling to Moscow amid rising concerns about North Korean troops fighting alongside Russian troops in its war in Ukraine. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said Monday the number of North Korean troops deployed to Ukraine has grown from its original estimate of 3,000.
We believe that the DPRK has sent around 10,000 soldiers in total to train in eastern Russia. That will probably augment Russian forces near Ukraine over the next several weeks.
NATO Chief Mark Rutte confirmed Monday that North Korean forces have been deployed to Ukraine's Kursk region. He said the development was a dangerous expansion of Russia's war, but said it also means the war was not going well for President Vladimir Putin.
But the deployment of North Korean troops to Kursk is also a sign of Putin's growing desperation. Over 600,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded in Putin's war, and he is unable to sustain his assault on Ukraine without foreign support.
The U.S. Caribbean island territory of Puerto Rico and its slow recovery from Hurricane Maria in 2017 has become a flashpoint in the U.S. presidential campaign. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that report.
A comedian's comments warming up the crowd at Donald Trump's campaign rally at Madison Square Garden drew a strong reaction from some Puerto Ricans, including recording artist Bad Bunny, stand-up comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Within minutes, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny signaled his support for Kamala Harris, sharing her plan for the island with his 45 million followers on Instagram.
Puerto Rico's economic future depends on urgently rebuilding and modernizing the island's energy grid.
Musicians Ricky Martin and Despacito artist Luis Fonsi also posted they were offended by the comment. In a statement, Trump campaign spokeswoman Daniel Alvarez said, "This joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign." I'm Jennifer King.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.